by now touching base on the reality of the Department of Basic Education, as President Cyril Ramaphosa has announced that the DBE will issue a circular to provincial education departments and schools outlining protocols for preventing and managing foodborne illnesses. This initiative aims to ensure the safety and well-being of students, providing clear guidelines for handling food-related health risks within educational institutions. To find out more on this matter, we speak to spokesperson for the WCED, that being Brona Hammond. Brona, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Good morning to your listeners.
Wonderful speaking to you this morning, Brona. To kick things off, can you give us some insight in terms of the conversations with the National Department of Basic Education, the outcomes of those conversations, and of course the matter of what the President has mentioned in terms of having a protocol and further educating students on that issue?
Yeah, we received the circular that you mentioned from DBE yesterday, and it does include a variety of things, you know, focusing on the health and safety measures that schools should comply with in order to ensure safety of food items in schools. You know, all of those measures are already in place, you know, in terms of our schools. You know, let's say for the distribution of food in schools at your tuck shops, for example, you know, every provider needs a certificate of compliance by the local health authorities. There is also certificates of compliance for our national school feeding programs. And there's various monitoring taking place, you know, from the farm to the plate at the school. There's various monitoring and checks and balances that need to be done by our National School Nutrition Program. There's quite a lot that goes on. So the circular is talking about ensuring that those compliance measures are in place, as well as, you know, that our food handlers are trained in health and safety procedures, for example, and, you know, just the requirements for safe storage, the preparation of food, and also the disposal of food items at school. So, and then, of course, looking at food expiry dates and make sure that those are constantly checked. Mm. So there's various measures that are already being done in the Western Cape, and we're very grateful that we've had no confirmed incidents at all this year. So, and we hope that stays that way. We do have sympathy for our colleagues and, you know, the families in other provinces who have actually lost lives in terms of various food items. Mm.
So to be clear, Brona, you mentioned there in terms of the already established protocols here at the WCED and in our Western Cape schools. The President, of course, also mentioned the circumstance of the suppliers and the management of the suppliers. Mm-hmm. You gave insight into that. So in many respects, are you arguing that the WCED is already in compliance with what the President has mentioned last week Friday?
Yeah, well, we have to differentiate what happens in the school, and if you're allowing a food service provider into the school, as mentioned, like a tuck shop provider or your NSNP, they have to follow these strict compliance measures. But what happens outside the school gate is very, very difficult for us as an education department, and actually it isn't our responsibility to manage. Mm. You know, we can't discourage a child from, you know, from leaving their home in the morning and passing a vendor on their way to school and buying, you know, something from that vendor. But, you know, we do discourage schools from allowing outside vendors that haven't, you know, got those necessary certificates that, you know, that have been checked by the school to sell through the school fence, for example, because of those safety reasons. But, you know, the reality is that there are vendors selling food items on many street corners within our communities, and we are therefore reliant on environmental health practitioners in municipalities, you know, City Health, for example, in the city of Cape Town, and they're responsible for ensuring the compliance with food safety laws of those particular vendors. Mm. So we are reliant on them in that regard.
Yeah. But I know you mentioned there in terms of outside of the school gates, of course, it's not really your purview or the purview of your department. But one thing that also was stressed by the President was a public education campaign that, of course, would include educating communities and educating institutions as well. So I'd like to know then, because the President mentioned that by the start of the new school year, the DBE and school governing bodies, together with the Department of Health, will review and update the guidelines for schools. So I'm thinking then, is there going to be a change as well in terms of curriculum? Because it seems as if though the President is very much staunch on the campaign to publicly educate all those within the Republic on how to manage this issue.
Yeah, no, it's definitely included in our life skills and life orientation program, and particularly in our life skills in your foundation phase, going up to your intermediate phase in terms of, you know, food safety and cleanliness, hygiene, you know, washing your hands before you have a meal. Those are the kind of things you learn in the foundation intermediate phase. And then when you're going off into the higher senior phases, you know, in terms of other areas such as, you know, food safety, the storage of food, the food disposal, that kind of thing. So there are various bacteria, for example, the growth of bacteria is a bit more higher level than your foundation phase. But those basics are definitely in place in the life skills orientation in the life skills program, and we will continue to do that at schools. We also work closely with our health department to also, you know, encourage us and do programs in schools, give us, you know, information and materials to distribute with regards to other illnesses that are going around. You know, at this time of the year, we do see many air-based illnesses, you know, some stomach bugs going around just because of the change in weather. And, you know, we do encourage school learners to wash their hands and that kind of thing. But we will need to continue, and we'll look at what the revised, if there is a revised curriculum, and what is required, and obviously implement it where necessary.
Indeed. Brona, we're going to have to leave it there. If I thank you for coming onto our airwaves, our spokesperson for the WCED, Brona Hammond.